743, Brandon Vogt in for Bob Clark. As we take a look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, down 234 points right now. The S&P 500 down 15.75, and the NASDAQ down 16.5 right now. And joining us, Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, yesterday the domestic and overseas markets were worry-free from COVID and politics after the long Independence Day weekend. The tech-heavy NASDAQ closed at 10,433, an all-time closing high. It closed up 2.2%. It's the best one-day gain since mid-May.
I know, Brandon. Good morning.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy, huh? All of a sudden you're seeing... But today you're seeing the administration ratchet up the Cold War with the Chinese, you know, talking about what they're doing with the TikTok. So, again, we're seeing a market pull back. Yesterday, the Dow, of course, was up 460 points. This market resilience keeps confounding the pundits, Brandon, with a major market correction yet to come to fruition.
Yeah, but will the market tank once everyone throws in the towel and says this rally's for real?
You know, Brandon, let's step back and look at this pandemic through the prism of political science and medical science. Listen to the pundits, the talking heads on TV. Are they talking about science, or are their opinions being expressed through politics?
Yeah. Are you saying that there's a this is a political rally? And what happens if the pendulum swings the other way?
Brandon, you're assuming that the Democrats and Republicans are on opposite sides of this market. That's what the media would definitely lead us to believe. But Wall Street politicians and academia seem to be on the same sides of the blueprint for this recovery. Again, they may claim that they're in opposite camps, that they really have the same self-interest.
Yeah, what are those self-interests?
Devaluation of our currency, financial repression, both of those are two-pronged attacks on the wealth of our nation and individuals. Again, the political elite, Wall Street, and professors in academia, you got to step back and see what they're really doing. Again, savers have been punished for four decades, Brandon. I've been in the money business for over 34 years, and back in the 80s, savers would get a riskless investment. That's according to economics, that they're basically the 10-year treasury bond. They would get about $140,000 annual income per year on $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, step forward to the 90s. It dropped to about $70,000. In the year 2000, it dropped down to $40,000. Brandon, would you believe this decade, by measure of the 10-year treasury, $1 million invested would bring you a measly $7,000 per annum in interest?
Oh, wow. So why does this repressing interest rate and devaluing the currency benefit the political elite, Wall Street, and academia?
Just ask yourself, what's the main goal of each one of them? How does modern monetary theory promoted by John Maynard Keynes, you remember him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Godfather of money printing. Again, back in the 1930s, he attacked the rentier class in Great Britain, and those are the people that lived off dividends and interest on their investments. And you know what I could say, Brandon, history doesn't always repeat itself.
Yeah, but it usually rhymes. How does investors overcome this attack on wealth?
Well, understand this seminal moment that we're in, this COVID crisis that we're in. Remember, investment approaches need to take the long game. Again, act on these questions. First of all, how does devaluing currency and repressing interest rates affect your wealth? Number two, what are the assets that will rise in this value during this pandemic? Number three, what are the investments that you can get a predictable, stable income from? Number four, how can income continue to rise and keep up with rising prices? And this long-term trend, Brandon, is going to be viewed with an eye on the future. Commodities like the 70s were really the hot ticket. And then, of course, the tech and the financials of the 80s. Japanese stocks were in the 1990s. And now we have the cloud and wireless of this decade and 5G and, of course, the gig economy that we see with what's happening right now.
Yeah. So how can our listeners reach you and learn more about this long game and how to grow and fend off inflation at the same time?
Well, Brandy, you know, we don't want to stay fully invested in cash, right? Because we want to stay fully invested in investments that make you a return. So remember, stay diversified, not diversified. Seek opportunities during this COVID crisis. And then again, if anybody would like to hear more about our philosophy, you can call us this morning, 828-4068, or go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. You can hear past radio shows, what we've been telling you about what's going on with this COVID crisis. So definitely check out our website. And lastly, I want to mention, Brandon, securities and investment advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks. And Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Brandon, stay cool out there. It's going to be a hot one, I think.
Yeah, well, you as well, Pavlos. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right.